Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erwin, Perik Dalid. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yatzah Chutzlitchum. This person was, he wasn't concentrating, he wasn't thinking, he was schmoozing with his friends, whatever the case was, he walked out of the Tchum. Afil Amah Achas, even by one Amah, lo yakanes, he can't come back in. Now what is it then with someone who leaves the Tchum? Well, didn't we learn before he has four Amahs in each direction? Wait a second, if he has four Amahs in each direction, and he's only an Amah past the Tchum, so why don't I say, well, you can go four Amahs, because you have four Amahs, and then you're in, and once you're in, you're back home. Doesn't work that way. Not according to the first sheet over here. We don't say Havlas Tchumim, that if the Tchumim overlap, you can just go flying back home. Doesn't work that way. You taka have four Amahs, you can taka walk a little bit into the Tchum where you were, but you can't go back home, not more than the four Amahs. Now Rabbi Eliezer holds that it does work that way. If the Tchumim overlap, you can go back home. The only thing Rabbi Eliezer says is, how far did he go past the Tchum? Shtayim, if he went two Amos and only two Amos, he can come back in. Shalosh, if he went three Amos past the Tchum, too far, Leikonis, he can't come back in. You remember what we learned earlier? Remember what we learned in Mishnah Hay? Sure, of course you remember, you're Chazring, right? Well, then we learned, what happens to this person that has only four Amos? The Chachamim hold, he has four Amos in each direction. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, when the Torah said four Amos, it means he's in the middle and he has two Amos in each direction. So it's true, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Tchumim overlap, you can come back home. That's only if the Tchumim overlap. When he passes his Tchums, so he's in the middle and he has two Amos in each direction. So if he only went two Amos, he could still come back two Amos toward the Tchum and he's in. But Shalosh, if he went three and he only has two Amos in each direction, he's going to try to go home. He has his two Amos, he's still an Amah out. And therefore, Lo Yekanes cannot come back in. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Mishnah Hichshech Chutz L'Tchum. This person is walking, trying to get home. It turns dark and he's outside of the Tchum. Fila Amah Achas. Even if he's only outside of the Tchum from his house by a single Amah. His city or his house, depending on what the situation is 2,001 Amos away. Lo Yekanes. He can't enter. What's the problem here for this person? Didn't we say before, wherever you are, you're kind of Shvisa, and you have 2,000 Amos in each direction? Yeah, that's if you had in mind to be kind of Shvisa there. But he wasn't thinking about being kind of Shvisa where he is when the sun sets. He was thinking about getting home. And he's too far from home to be kind of Shvisa. Because it's more than 2,000 Amos. And he didn't have in mind to be kind of Shvisa where he is. Therefore, he only has four Amos. Same halacha as someone who walked out of the Tchum. Rabbi Shimon says, wait, we have a special kola for this person. Afilu chamesh esrei amos, even if he is 15 amos out of the Tchum, you can't see him enter. So Baturah says this, lav dafka 15 could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more. Some say it is dafka 15. What's this extra 15? Do you have 2,000 amos or 2,015? Which one is it? You only have 2,000 amos, but there was a mahalach, there was an accepted custom, she'ein ha-meshoiches. Meshoiches are the people that do the surveying. They figure out to where the Tchum is, and they make a simon, and they say, okay, no one can pass this Tchum. But she'ein ha-meshoiches mematzin es amidais. They didn't give it the full 2,000 amos, b'nei ha-toyin, because of the people that are going to make mistakes. Let's say they measure, they said, okay, here's the 2,000 amos. They said, okay, we're going to make a simon, so the people don't go past the siman. Well, we're going to bring the siman a little bit in. Yeah, some people, they're not going to recognize the siman. They're going to walk out by mistake. So therefore, in reality, wherever the official siman is, until here's the Tchum, you could really have another 15 amos. And it's really within the 2,000 amos. Now, normally, we say, listen, we don't go with that chesh. Wherever the official siman is, that's considered the Tchum. We don't say if somebody walked out of the Tchum, like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Nishkefelch, you have another 15. No. You walked out of the official Tchum by one Amah. Forget it. According to the Tanakhama, you're stuck. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have two Amahs. We don't have a special kula for him. But for this person, Nebuch, that's an Oinus. He's trying to get home. He's trying to get home. And he couldn't make it. And he's stuck right outside of the Tchum. We said, you know what? we're going to look at what's probably the reality. What he thinks is the tchum is not the real tchum. He really has another 15 amos, and therefore if he's in a rush to get home, he had a mind to be kind of shvisa at home, and he's stuck outside of the tchum, you can rely on the fact that you have these extra 15 amos. So again, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, a person wanders out of the tchum, even by a single amma, the Tanakhama says, do bad, can't come in, even though you have four amos in each direction, according to the Shita, and it overlaps, it doesn't help. Rabbi Eliezer says overlapping does help, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only have two amos in each direction if you leave the tchum. Because Rabbi Eliezer says the four amos means he's in the middle. So if you wander two amos past the tchum, he can come back. Three can't. Someone is trying to get home and it gets dark. He thought he can make it and he couldn't make it. He's outside of the tchum by a single amma. Ay vey. He can't go and he wasn't kind of shrisa where he is. He only has four amos. So Shimon says, wait. For such a person who's an einus, we're going to rely on a kula, that those that measure the tchum are machmer, they don't go to the full length. And therefore, even up to 15 amos, it could be that he's still within the tchum.